Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync call for September 14th, 2021. I'm Joe McElvain, your host for today. If there are others here that want to introduce themselves, just so people can associate a voice to a name, now would be a great time to do that.
Hi, I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Riley.
I'm Red Davis.
Just so you know, Riley, I think your microphone's real quiet, so you might want to adjust that, but it's up to you.
Try and fix that.
Okay, so moving into our agenda for today of issues and pull requests that have been had seen activity recently, we have a pull request 3842 in the PonyC repo called Arm Builder Test. This is looks like Sean's working on running on ARM64 CI as part of our Cirrus CI pipeline. Looks like he's hitting an issue where the it appears to be from some discussion that we've had in the Zulip. It appears that it could be a similar issue to what we're currently seeing on the Apple M1, which is also an ARM64 device. It seems that PonyC has some issue with generating the correct ABI conventions for ARM64. That seems to span both the Apple 64-bit ARM as well as this Graviton, if I'm getting that name right, or Gravitron CI as well. So that's something that I believe Sean is planning to try to take a closer look at that soon. So I guess anything else that people want to discuss about that, we could do that now, or we can move on. Okay, so pull request 3837, update to LLVM 13, lucky number 13.
They just tagged RC3 yesterday, so I'm just updating it to that. And it looks like it's building okay.
Cool.
I'm going to try reverting the fix we made for the previous version to see if they have fixed the bugs in their stripping debug symbols stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think either way, like I'm okay with that patch, even if that goes in our change to how we're invoking the stripping debug symbols. I think, you know, it's reasonable either way, I think. So
cool.
All right. Moving on to issue ticket 3841, update optimizations to use the new optimization path manager. This is you, Gordon, mentioning that the release notes for LLVM 14 say that after LLVM 14, the legacy path manager is going away. So we need to update to use the new path manager. That makes sense. Okay, moving on to 3823. We have, this one's entitled Compiler Assertion Error When Assigning Variable Using Error. Let's see, yeah. So we discussed this, I think, a little bit in the sync call last week. Somebody chimed in saying, investigating, I found the error occurs when isTypeCheck error returns true while switching on AST ID. I don't know how the compiler actually works, but I presume that when the function returns true without raising an error within the block, the crash happens. I also presume that matching as an expression, not an assignment, is the reason why let x colon string equals error doesn't cause a crash too. So let's take a look at the code that was mentioned. Yeah, it's calling is type check error with that type. Oh, okay, so that's a higher level piece of code, not a lower level one. Okay. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think that this person who commented has kind of correctly identified the place where this is happening. The question is, what should this error message be? And I guess that depends a little bit on what the definition of is type check error looks like. I'm looking for that right now. So it's in expert.c. Yeah, so all it is checking to see if the type is null, or if it's waiting to infer the type, or if it's error type. So I think this is fair to say. I think probably the most appropriate. Let's see, and this is happening within an assignment. So basically, yeah, it only happens on assignment when the right side is as an error type. I'm going to suggest that what we do is add an error that says this, that like, so above that on line 325 of that file, we have an error that says left side must be something that can be assigned to. And I'm going to suggest that we basically add an error that says something like right side must be something that can be assigned. And that will be a reasonable error, I think, this is just like a general error that would be shown anytime the right-hand side is something that we couldn't get a valid type for. And that seems like a reasonable error message that somebody could see for a code like this. Anybody else have ideas about what the error message could be other than that one? All right. I'm just going to type in a comment that says that. While we're here together, are there any other topics that people want to bring up? Okay. Well, thanks everyone for attending. Thanks for those who are listening along to the recording later. Thanks. Bye.